Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, The Robe of Righteousness, already in progress.
I knew a man, I still know him, that when this man was 42 years of age, he went to church every Sunday. He also ate only special foods. And him and his wife both rode bicycles thousands of miles a year. So when you looked at this couple, if you looked at them from a physical standpoint, you would say, man, this couple's going to live forever. You know, there was not an ounce of fat on either one of them. I mean, they were perfect health. Everything was perfect. But at 42 years of age, this man came down with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer. So when the scripture says that physical training helps a little, but spiritual training a lot, do you know that's what it means? It's not what you eat that's going to cause you to live a long, healthy life. It's not the exercise you do that's going to cause you to live a long, healthy life. It's what you do in the spirit world that's going to determine how long you live in your health. Now then, if you walk in total faith, then you're going to walk in love, because your faith won't work without love. If you walk in love, every one of you will have no problem meeting that 70 to 80 year mark that God told us in Psalms 90, that the years of the average man will be 70 to 80. You will have no problem meeting that. But if you will walk in love and do what God says, you may live to be 90 or 100. You know, it all depends on what your spiritual life is like. Now, this man that I just got through telling you about, that exercised, that ran, ride bicycles, and would only eat certain clean, perfect foods at 42, he's been diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer and only a few weeks to live. When MD Anderson, Mayo Clinic, and Louisville Hospital tells you it's going to be over in a few weeks, guess what? It's going to be over in a few weeks, unless you run into a man that knows who he is in Christ. And God had a plan for me and that man. God told me, spoke to me audibly and told me that if I would tell that man to do a certain thing, that he would heal him. Now, I had to go to that man 3 times because he wouldn't believe. He was a Baptist. You know, when you go to a Baptist, say, you know, I guarantee God will heal you if you'll do this. You know what most people tell you? Well, you can't guarantee God will do anything. Well, let me tell you, you can. So anyway, as I finally got through to that man, I did not give up and finally convinced him that if he would do what God says. Now, what God told us to do was written in the Word of God. I mean, every word that was written there. But when I told him, I said, this is what you got to do. It's written right here. He said, Thurman, I don't believe that. So you got to believe. I would not give up. And I kept going back to that man over and over until finally one day I convinced him from the written Word of God that God's word was true. It did mean what it said. And if he would do what it said, he would get healed. And that man did it. And we prayed over that man in 1986. And guess what? He's still alive and well today. I want you to think about the Word of God in a different light. I've had several people in the last few months that have taken what I call scriptures out of context. And so I'm going to start off with a scripture that I used to use. And I've been guilty of this. No, so when I say somebody else has done it, I'm usually preaching to myself more than I am anybody else. Because I remember when I used to take this scripture, and it's 1 Peter 2:24. I want us to look at this scripture, and the King James will be okay. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. Now, this is a line that I used to take out of context. I would say, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, at a healing school, to me, that makes good sense. To tell someone that by his stripes you're healed. And, you know, I have all kinds of people come up to me when I say, what scripture are you going to base your faith on? They'll say, by his stripes I was healed. I said, first of all, do you know where that's found? No, I have no idea. But it's in the Bible somewhere. Yeah, it's in the Bible, Old and New Testament.
But can you just take a line like that and make a flat statement and it be true? Not really. And I used to do this all the time. By His stripes, you were healed. Now, if you want to get healed, I would say this is what you got to do. You got to declare the promise of God. By His stripes, you were healed. Now, am I quoting the Word of God?
Yes, you are.
Why did it not work for everybody? Why did it work only for some? Some it would work for and some it wouldn't work for. So I remember at a healing school down in Hearst, Texas, I remember walking down the middle of that aisle saying, by His stripes, you were healed. And just as clear as when I said that, I heard this, son, before you quote the last line of verse 24, I want you to start with verse 21. I said, well, Lord, I have no idea what verse 21 says. He said, I know. That's why it doesn't work for you all the time. Because He said, you got to know everything that starts in verse 21 down to be able to make that work for you. In other words, verse 24, the last line, won't just work because it says, by His stripes you were healed. So let's go back to verse 21 and let's see what it says. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps. Okay, now all of a sudden, this is a whole new qualifier for verse 24. If I have to start at verse 21, and since they're in order, 21 through 24, if He says He left, Christ left you and me an example to follow that we should follow in His footsteps, then He didn't leave nothing out. He's going to tell us what we're supposed to do to make it work. But when I used to think I could just take and say, by His stripes you were healed, it ought to work. But it didn't. And He says, you've got to start at verse 21. Well, He said, Jesus left us an example that we should follow, and this is the example. Jesus did no sin. So if Jesus did no sin, what should your and my goal be for each day? No sin. That's right. Now, there's going to be times as human beings, as flesh and blood, we're going to mess up, right? The goal for today should be, should I not sin today? Is that right? Yeah, I don't want any sin because this is what He said. He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. Now, like the boy said a while ago, is it possible to live with no sin? Not until you turn it over to Jesus. I will have to say that story that Dave told about me was 100% right when he said that I made the statement when I had that little foul mouth. You know, I worked in a garage with some other mechanics, and you know how young boys are. You know, they use, you know, words of profanity or whatever, you know, and you pick up on that stuff. And so I realized as a Christian, you know, that saying something, especially some of the boys would say GD or SOB and some of those foul words. And so, you know, I didn't say GD. I knew that was wrong. But, you know, there's lots of things that we say that is not right. And so I felt compelled under the New Year's resolution that year. I said, Lord, I will make a resolution. I will not use any more of that foul language this year. I will do it. And guess what? I didn't do it. No, just like Dave said, I fell flat on my face. Because I couldn't do it. You know, I would start to do something or say something, something would go wrong, and I'd say, oh, what, you know, blankety blank, you know, and then I'd say, oh, where did that come from? Just like that scripture says, what I do, what I hate, I do. And is that the way we are? Yeah. Sure we are. And so after the next year, when I finally went through that whole year and messed up several times, the next year on New Year's resolution, I said, Lord, forgive me, but I've realized I can't do this. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I was a mechanic, and you have no idea how many times I'd take an old dirty cylinder head off of a car and play it over in that vat with that solution running over with a big old wire brush, cleaning that thing up so I could grind the valves on it or whatever. I said, Lord, take the wire brush of the Holy Spirit and let Him go inside my heart and let Him scrub my heart and clean and create, just like David said in Psalms, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Now, if God goes in there and takes away them foul words, guess what happens to them foul words?
Yes, sir.
You're right, brother. They went away. I didn't do that. As long as I'm saying I'm going to do it, it didn't work. But when I let Him do it, when I said, okay, Lord, I can't do it. I'm your son. You fix it. One time I busted my hand as a mechanic. I was tightening a front motor mount on a 56 Ford, and the rubber deal tilted a little. And my hand slipped off, and when it did, there's a frame, a used frame over here, right here, right beside it. And when my wrench slipped off, my hand coming, I'm pulling tight, and I hit right on the bottom of that frame right there and just cut that vessel, that artery, just cut it right half in two. Blood just gushed. Put my hand on it like that, got a rag, wrapped it up, and then all kinds of stuff. And of course, I went ahead and worked, because I'd been working, my hand was all dirty. You know, as a mechanic, you know how dirty you get, right? Your hands are dirty and greasy. By the end of the afternoon, I had different rags wrapped around my hand, I'd lost so much blood. I finally decided this thing ain't gonna stop bleeding, because every time I take that cover, I said, that ain't gonna stop. And so I didn't know I'd cut an artery. So anyway, I went to the doctor downtown there in Brownwood where I lived. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm gonna have to see what you can do about this blood. And of course, he took the thing off. He said, oh, you cut an artery. He said, we gotta sew that artery back together. So he said, come over here. I said, what are you gonna do? He said, I gotta clean it up first. He got some soap and some stuff, and it felt like a wire brush. It had white bristles on it, but it felt like a wire brush. And he took that brush and he went down in there where that raw meat was. And I mean, as he was brushing the grease and crud out of my hand, oh my goodness gracious alive, did that hurt. Oh my goodness. And then he started sewing it up. You know, he put some shots in there to deaden it a little bit. And then he started sewing it up. Of course, as he got it pulled together, it quit bleeding. And then he says, are you okay? And I said, oh yeah, I'm tough. I can handle that. And I got up out of that chair and it took one step and the world disappeared. I'm standing there, he reached and grabbed me by the shoulder and pulled me over and said, sit down here, son, you're gonna be over okay in a few minutes. Run, got me a glass of orange juice. He said, here, drink this, you'll be okay in just a few minutes. Well, I can hear him talking, but I can't see nothing. I mean, I'm totally blind. I was just, whoa, you know. And then of course, I thought about that when he took that brush and cleaned that out so he could sew it up. Don't that just make you hurt thinking about that? Whoa, still makes me hurt thinking about it. I'm glad I don't have that happen today. But anyway, I asked the Lord to take that wire brush of the Holy Spirit and go in there and clean my heart like that, because that wire brush and that soap cleaned that hand up. I figured a wire brush and the Holy Ghost would really take that nonsense out of my heart. And it did.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Robe of Righteousness, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.